Woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show.
Morning show.
There is snow on the ground. Actual snow on the ground. Guys, I didn't like it. I woke up this morning. I looked out the window. And I had the very original thought that one has when they see snow and they think, I don't like this. I don't like that this is the time of year we're in. I don't like that this is the reality now. This is where we're at. Now,
I love it. I love it. I love it. Like, I think it's cute.
Well, you think it's cute.
I think it's, like, picturesque and everything is garbage and scary in the world right now. And I just need some snow on the ground to make me feel alive, okay?
I don't mind that when it's, like, a full-on snowfall, but when it just kind of flurries. I don't know.
I like it.
It's like, give me the real stuff.
Picturesque, you know?
Mariah Carey woke up yesterday for her 2 months of the year, which is great.
Came out of the cave.
Yeah, it's nice. She'll be alive, awake and alive till New Year's, and then that's when she goes back to bed.
Yep.
Let's check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
I walked an hour out of the way on Saturday to buy a candle.
Oh.
And then an hour back.
Where did you get it from?
I can't remember the name of the store, but it was on Queen.
Oh.
And it was maple syrup scented.
What was the reason for the candle?
Because a friend told me about a maple syrup scented candle, and I said, I must have it.
Worth it?
Yes.
You love candles. It's really
sweet. I'm a bit of a candle boy, yeah.
really, really sweet.
Jax?
I just wanted to give a shout out to the snow. That's all I really have to talk about this morning. I'm just excited. And also, be careful on the roads, everyone, this morning.
Producer Jesse.
Yesterday marked the first day that Taylor Swift can re-record her songs.
Oh, true.
Yesterday, Free Taylor was trending on Twitter because she can now she has now control over her master.
Right.
Her new songs that if she wants to re-record, then she can release those.
Contract
so here's the
done.
Thing. Yeah. If you've heard a song a specific way, sorry about that, heard a song a specific way for a long, long time, like you heard like a song like Style, right? Which I think we have to agree is probably the best song
best
she's ever
song
written.
Best song she's ever made, yeah.
If she goes and remakes that, is there any way it can be as good as the original that you've listened to for 5 or 6 years?
There's the moral part of you that will say it's better, but the honest part of you knows it's not as good.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Also a time and place, right?
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
According to a new survey, the average person has 4 awkward or embarrassing situations a month because we misheard something someone said. Here are the top 4 times that that happens. Number 1, asking for directions. We didn't understand them and we went to the wrong place.
Oh, yeah.
Number 2, called someone by the wrong name repeatedly.
Oh.
Screwed something up at work. That sounds pretty common. And number 4, have worn inappropriate clothes to an event because they misheard the dress code.
Well, that one doesn't pertain to life anymore because no one's going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Maybe just you misheard the Zoom dress code?
Oh, true. Yeah.
Survey also found 2/3 of us have pretended we understood someone when we didn't, which is generally what I do. You get 2 pardons, and then I just go,
Yeah, after 2 pardons, you don't understand, and it's just move on.
Yeah, fake it till you make a thing works, but then you don't know what you're doing, so it's not really helpful.
Hold on tight. The 17th season of Grey's Anatomy could be its last. So season 16 was forced to wrap early because of the pandemic, and it cut off, they're saying, at least 2 important episodes in the season's plot. Now, season 17, the upcoming one, is the last year of Ellen Pompeo's contract. And if she leaves, people are saying, well, the show's done because, you know, the show is called Grey's Anatomy and not everybody else's anatomy. And she is Dr. Meredith Grey, so they can't do the show without her.
Just right.
I think it's time.
You think it's time?
I mean,
Yeah. Well,
the show's graduating high school, so.
Really? That's true? So true.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They should have shut that hospital down years ago.
That show has been on since I was in high school.
Yeah.
Like, since way before.
No, let's not play this game anymore.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Did you see what some of your favorite celebrities dressed up as for Halloween? Some good ones. Halsey dressed up as Corpse Bride. Tyga dressed up as Tyga King. Lil Nas X was Nicki Minaj. Cardi B was Medusa, which was an unbelievable
concert. She was so good,
Kylie Jenner was a King Cobra. Gigi Hadid was a character from Valorant. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend went as a ballerina and Spider-Man. And what I believe is the costume of the year, The Weeknd went as the Nutty Professor.
He was perfect at it, too. He posted a bunch of videos, and it was like, whoa.
He's fun. Yeah. He's fun. We always forget that he's fun.
Yeah, we really do. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Holidating. You've probably never tried this, probably never heard of it. It's because it's a new term. However, there are people around the world trying this. And it's actually quite an interesting concept. Now, there's a movie that's based on it, and it's on Netflix, and no way it's called Holidays.
Wow.
I've been really excited to watch it.
Now
it's apparently really good.
It's with Emma Roberts, and basically they meet after Christmas and before New Year's. You know, that crazy week
before, where time doesn't matter.
Yeah, 100%.
Time's irrelevant.
And anyway, they talk about how bad their holidays were, you know, with their families and stuff like that. So they agree that they shouldn't be going alone to holiday functions with their families.
That's true.
So what they do is they say, okay, you know what? I will be your date. You be not my date, and we will go to each other's functions. And then throughout the year, it's not just during, like, the December holiday. It's Valentine's Day. It's Easter. It's, I guess in our case, May 2-4.
Yeah. Thanksgiving.
July long. All of them. You go to all the holidays as each other's dates. And they're actually saying that people are trying this because, especially if your family and yours relationship isn't that great, it's nice to have a buffer there because your family will behave themselves around someone new.
True. Bringing in a stranger, they're not going to act up.
Yeah, they're not going to get crazy, right? Yep.
In most cases.
Now, the only thing is, you're only really supposed to see them on these holidays. So it's supposed to be extremely casual.
Yeah. But what if you fall in love?
I'm guessing that's what happens to our friend Emma Roberts in the hit movie Holidays.
You can't hang out that much and on such important days without catching feelings.
You don't think so?
No.
There's something kind of hot about having someone to flirt with around the holidays, right?
Just me?
Yeah. You know?
Well, explain that. I want to know.
Sitting around your family, and you're like, oh, can you pass me a bread roll? And your hands kind of touch, and you're like, whoa, I'm feeling something. Feeling alive, and I'm feeling love. Mm. And then next thing you know, you're dating for 3 years.
Yeah. Or you won't see her until Valentine's Day, one of the two.
Either way.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So Justin Bieber put out something else on Justin Bieber on Friday night. It was a 25-minute documentary on YouTube. Yeah. And it's called Justin Bieber, The Next Chapter. Now, I guess the whole premise of this is to help promote the fact that he's got the new song out with Chance the Rapper called Holy. And I guess the idea that they're going for or that he wants you to know is that he's better.
He's happy, he's healthy, and he's really working on his relationship.
But he's better. I'm better. I'm
better than ever. I'm so happy.
I'm so freaking happy.
You know, I always trust when people get right in your face and tell you how happy they are.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, they had to fill the documentary with 25 minutes of content, right?
Yeah.
I mean, God, 25 minutes for a documentary is pretty short.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that Hailey Bieber has probably asked him to do, or he says she's asked him to do, is stop getting tattoos.
Yeah.
On his neck. He gets one in the actual show, and he's like, this is probably my last one. That's my wife's request. But she actually got a tattoo of him on her ring finger, and it says J, and there's like a little star.
It's pretty cute.
Yeah, so I guess it's in honor of intentions as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that was written for her. Now, the question I have for you, Jax, you watched the whole thing.
I did, yeah.
What was your general impression? You watch 25 minutes of this Justin Bieber documentary. Yes, I understand that it can be highly edited, changed, fixed, whatever. But this is supposed to show him in his best light. Did you come away with it feeling comfortable?
I came out of it feeling a little bit more uncomfortable. And I think the purpose of the documentary was him to sit there and say, I'm good. I've worked really hard. I've had some rough spots in my life. And
totally.
I feel great. And then I'm confident and better than ever. But I didn't feel like he was better than ever. It was like, you know, actions speak louder than words. Mm. And when people are happy, 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 they're actually happy and they don't have to really drill it in. And it just kind of seemed inauthentic, a little bit disingenuous.
Wow.
Like it was, I worry for him and how almost addicted.
Yeah, that is an interesting word for you
to use. I almost feel like he's addicted to his marriage. Like it's a weird thing. Like once you watch it, you'll kind of get where I'm coming from. It just seems bizarre. It does.
Well, luckily, he's on pace to put out yet another documentary before the end of the year, which I believe would mark the third or fourth one this year.
He had the Facebook Watch one earlier this year.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Something.
Okay. All right.
So I guess we'll have these questions answered in the next Justin Bieber documentary, Justin Bieber, the next chapter.
He's just like really like, okay, I'm happy, I'm healthy, and my relationship is healthy, and I love God, and I love my wife, but that's all it is. And maybe we're just too bitter and we're just like, no, that can't be true.
I think you can have your opinion on it. I mean, that's the reason it's put out there.
I worry about him a little bit.
I've got a title for the next documentary for Justin Bieber.
Ooh, what is it?
Too Justin, Too Happy.
And Vin Diesel's in it.
Yeah. Just doing burnouts.
He says, repeat that those nights
a quarter mile. How did this become about Fast and the Furious?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What do you think when you hear this sound?
I haven't the foggiest, Adam.
One more time.
If you can't really remember it.
It's porn.
Pornhub.
Our pals over at the Hub.
That's right. Now, Pornhub's done, I mean, besides hosting an enormous amount of porn, they've done a pretty great job marketing themselves.
Yeah.
As, you know, because the internet, that it's sort of like what Victoria's Secret was, yeah, but for the internet age. Because before Victoria's Secret, buying lingerie was very shady and something that you didn't talk about and you didn't do. And Victoria's Secret, the brand, was the person that founded it, was the first person that made it like a luxurious experience that people actually enjoyed.
Yeah.
Right? So that's sort of what they're trying to do with Pornhub in a very much racier way.
Yeah.
And they've come out with 11 sexual health videos that kind of dispel myths about sex, get into anatomy, things like that. Because a lot of schools, especially in the States, are not offering sexual health courses at all. It's just don't have sex.
No, they don't talk about consent. They don't talk about STIs. They don't talk about a lot of education when it comes to sexual health.
And, and they do say that a lot of people, that's how they're learning now, is through videos online.
Yeah.
So Pornhub's Sexual Wellness Center, where it provides articles in sexual health already on relationships and everything else you can talk about. But the first of 11 videos are narrated by sex therapists and PhDs. And they also get into how to have sex, obviously safely, and even during the coronavirus pandemic, if you're hooking up with somebody, how to be safe about
it. Pandemic practices.
Yeah.
It's actually really, really neat. It's a wealth of information. Like, you're like, oh, Pornhub's putting out videos, but they're incredibly helpful.
It's a great idea, too. And it's always good to learn that, like, not every interaction with the pizza delivery person is going to lead to something, right?
But the plumber. Whoa. I got pipes.
Oh, God.
Then what happened?
Oh, God.
Oh, I got stuck under the sink.
Whoa, then what happened?
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario is looking to ease restrictions in hotspots. The premier said he'd like to take a surgical approach to easing restrictions within each area. When asked if he would consider toughening restrictions in parts of Toronto that are seeing higher rates of the virus and ease them in areas with fewer cases, he said the idea is on the table, saying, I can't punish everyone and paint a broad brush if there's just one pocket in a city or a town that's infected. It's just not fair to everyone else.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I think they're going to bring back dining tomorrow.
Yeah?
I think they're going to bring it back.
When are gyms coming back?
That's a good question.
That's a really good question.
That actually should come back at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, if you can eat indoors, you should be able to do gym indoors, especially like I used to, like, was going to spin class before they shut them all down again. And I got to be honest with you. It's like,
Stop laughing at me. Turn down the music.
I went three times. I started like a week and a half to go.
I'm like sitting over here worrying about the gym I go to and if they're going to survive. You're like, well, I went to a spin class once and I can't wait for spin. My legs are throbbing. I need it.
I was on a roll.
You know the rule. You have to go four times in order to say you're into it. You're one short, Adam. You're one short.
You went once.
YouTube guided meditation videos have skyrocketed during the pandemic. There was a new survey that came out yesterday that basically showed like all the types of YouTube videos that are going nuts right now. Meditation videos went up 40% on the streaming platform since mid-March. Another gigantic rise in videos includes cooking videos and more specifically, the baking of sourdough bread.
We're not going back to that, are we?
Yeah, we can't go back to sourdough, can we?
No.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do?
I've been falling down the
nice rye bread.
There are some really good channels out there on like science and like history and stuff. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's really interesting.
I'm going to make a nice focaccia.
Talk about yeast. I'm going to make a nice focaccia. What did you say?
Nice rye bread.
Nice rye bread.
No, you didn't say that. Okay,
anyway. I said, let's talk about yeast.
Let's continue.
Yeast and bread. I worked in the bakery. I would know. Yesterday began the saga of Movember.
Oh, yeah.
Movember, of course, is raising funds for men's health initiatives. These are things like prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health and suicide prevention, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
This year, I am also participating in it. I should say I'm attempting to grow a mustache right now. It's day two. It's looking not great. Adam, if you could lower the music, I'm going to rub my mustache on the microphone.
Okay.
You hear that?
It's a little short.
Yeah, a little short.
Yeah. I'm going to do a side-by-side mustache with you. I'm going to participate with you.
Okay. Yeah. Either you're doing it just to shame me.
No, not at all.
I said this last year, and I love what you're doing, and I love the initiative. But I said this last year, I can literally grow a better mustache than you can, DJ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Just stop waxing for the month,
Jack. All right.
Just a quick note, if you do have a couple bucks to spare, even just the price of a coffee for today, it is a fantastic cause and the money goes to a wonderful place. So I put up a link to my page on my Instagram at OnAirTJ. It's just a link in my bio so you can click that. You can also check it out through the website, 999virginradio.ca.
Love you, TJ. Great job.
Thank you. That's what's trending.
TJ, thank you.
You're welcome, Adam. Thank you for thanking me.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Every once in a while, a song so controversial, so polarizing comes out that we need to put it on what we call Pump It or Dump It, which means you call in at 999999 or 416-872-9999, and you tell us whether you want this song on Virgin Radio or not. By the way, Pump It means yes, Dump It means no. Swipe right, swipe left.
Good.
So, the original time we did this, back in September, on the 25th, Vin Diesel, that's right, that Vin Diesel, released this song called Feels Like I Do.
I don't know if it feels like I do.
Remember this?
How could I forget? It's my ringtone.
It's so good.
We put it to the vote, and it was pumped. And by the way, this song debuted at number 18 on the dance charts.
Of course.
So
I'm going to get married to this song.
And he is, he's actually working with Kygo. He's one of the first artists, actually is the first artist that Kygo ever signed to Kygo's own record label, which you're like, did you sign Vin Diesel because
because he's your friend?
Loves Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious guy, that's cool.
It's his ode to Paul.
Right. Now, Vin worked with Kygo directly on that first song that I just played for you.
Yeah.
This one, he has worked with one of Kygo's collaborators. So, his name is Peter Martin. Now, this is his second single, Vin Diesel's second single.
Hey, play it. I'm so excited.
All right, Now, this one is called Days Are Gone.
I remember not too long ago, we were counting stars and the summer nights never turning cold. The season came and went like snow. Monday, Tuesday, I wonder where these days went. Wednesday, Thursday, time keeps steady racing. Friday, chasing
drop.
Paycheck after paycheck as we gave it. The sunset took our place again. Don't you miss those days when we didn't worry about anything?
It's not bad.
Oh my God.
Hang on.
Cause we shall miss those days when
where's
we
the
didn't
drop?
Worry about anything, anything.
Drop
but
coming.
Now those days are gone.
Okay.
Hold on. This isn't even the drop yet.
I'm filled with bliss. I see
your Jack is feeling it.
It's so good. Like, it's good.
The drop leaves a little something to be desired. But for a second single,
this is going to do really well in Europe.
I'm very upset with you.
No, it's not. And if you listen to a lot of Kygo stuff, that sounds very on par.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
Okay.
Man, right. Guys, admit it. Vin Diesel is good at music.
Yeah.
TJ.
Yeah.
What is your vote? Pump it or dump it? Jax.
Pump it.
I am going to say dump it again. Because you guys can't be serious with me right now.
You have taste, my friend.
Okay, it's up to you now. 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text.
Are we
pumping or are we dumping Vin Diesel's second single, Days Are Gone? I can't believe you did. Really.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, Vin Diesel's got a new song.
Woo!
He's on Kygo's record label. It's called Days Are Gone. I guess I gotta play it one more time here.
Oh, yes.
All right.
So good.
Oh, wait. That's the first song. Hang on. Days Are Gone. There it is.
I remember not too long ago.
Oh, yes.
We were counting stars and
tell him, Vin.
The summer nights never turning cold.
Then what happened?
That's sort of
The season came and went like snow.
It's like a little nursery rhyme, but that's okay.
A little bit. It's just a little sing song. So then let me just fast forward to the chorus here. Are you into this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
What is happening in the studio right now?
We're dancing.
Pump it up, baby. Stop pump it. It up.
I'm expressing my love through the majesty of dance, Adam.
All right, TJ, read me a text or two. What do we got on the votes?
It's pretty split right now.
Okay.
From the 587, just pump it. Another one from the 905, pump it, pump it, pump it. And then there's a couple with from people who don't have taste. Please don't ever play that song again. Dump it. Please never play it again. I hope you guys are just messing with Adam. His voice makes me want to throw up. Dump it.
Wait, my voice or Vin's voice?
No, sweetheart. Not Vin's your voice. Not yours.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Here's a smooth.
Okay, thank you. Safira, what do you think?
Listening to you guys and getting ready for school.
Yeah, all right. Now, are you pumping or are you dumping Vin Diesel?
Pumping it.
Yes. All right. You have fantastic taste, Safira.
Yes, I agree with Jackson TJ.
It's a shame. Okay, so here's the deal. With Pump It or Dump It, the question is, do you want to hear this song on Virgin Radio? What has everyone said? TJ.
It's 52%.
Really?
Oh!
Say pump it.
Oh!
Yes. It was a lot closer than feels like I do, but it still had that same feeling of you reluctantly admit that you like it.
I know 2020's been tough, but we need to do better.
Come on.
Virgin Mornings, where's my money?
How many people that you grew up with were rappers trying to make it, and people just didn't respect the talent that they brought, and it was just a matter of time before the world found out?
Yeah.
A few.
Few people,
I'd argue that Post Malone might be the success story for everybody in high school still trying to become a rapper.
Yeah.
Because he just seems like that guy, doesn't he?
Right? 100%.
And I love Post.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Personally, just, I mean,
the thing is that one in 100 million will have the talent that Post Malone has.
Yeah.
Everybody else is just like Summer's brother, Joe. Summer, can you tell us about Joe and the $600 that he owes you?
Well, clearly, I hate to say it, but he's not as talented as Post Malone.
Right.
Because, not yet.
I'll get into the story.
Know what she's saying?
Okay, Let her get into it. So what happened here?
Let her tell the story.
So basically, my brother owes me $600 for funding some of his failed rap career. Now, as his sister, you know, I've always tried to be supportive, and I guess I believed in him a little too much, you know, to go out and give him this money that I really didn't even have to help him. Because actually, since he was a little kid, he's dreamed of being a rapper.
Yeah.
Like, that was, you know, posters of Eminem on his wall. Oh. Like, that was his idol.
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
yes. B-Rabbit and Clarence's parents had a great marriage. That's right. Sorry, does no one else remember that?
What? No.
You don't remember that? The freestyle?
We want more. Keep going. Maybe if you keep doing it,
who didn't want to be Eminem at that point?
That movie.
Sorry. But anyway.
So I've always kind of encouraged him to follow his dreams, right? Because that's what a sister does.
Sure. Yeah.
And 2 years ago, you know, to his credit, he made a real effort to get everything going. He booked studio time. He shot a couple of music videos.
Mm-hmm. Started dating Brittany Murphy, but then she was sleeping with that guy at the studio. Sorry, that's 8 Mile.
That's
how many more 8 Mile references are you going to squeeze into this phone call?
Sorry, continue.
It was not as glamorous as any of that.
Okay.
Actually, I hated his ex-girlfriend. So, not Brittany Murphy. But anyway, so look, he made a really big effort to become famous. But the most that ever happened, I hate to say, was he got like a few thousand SoundCloud plays, a couple of dozen small performances locally. And, you know, during this time, he, you know, as an artist, like you're putting out the money. You're not really getting paid.
Yeah.
He came to me. He was like, look, I just need $600. And so I just worked, you know, took some extra shifts, made the money. And over the course of a few months, I funded some of those things.
Aww.
And the equipment and travel. So I really put my neck out there for him, which is fine. But now he works as a realtor. Oh. Sorry, I'm not trying to make fun of realtors or anything like that. But he went from a rapper to a realtor. And
R&R.
He basically gave up his entire rap dream as if it never happened, like never offered to pay the money back. And even though I brought it up more than a few times the last couple of years, you know, his thing is, oh, well, you know, when I get my Grammy someday, I'll thank you in my speech and pay you back when I'm famous. Bold. But, like, clearly that's not happening. And he has a big boy job now. Mm-hmm. And I want my money. Without interest. I'm not even asking for interest. I just want my $600 back.
Yeah. That's pretty fair. Also, it's bold he started with Grammy.
Yeah.
Not, like,
Like, American Music Award.
Yeah, or a Juno,
Billboard Music
maybe.
Award. Juno, yeah, yeah. Juno be something. Yeah. Listen, I love that basically you fronted the cost of his SoundCloud Unlimited Pro account for three years.
Yeah. And now he's a realtor.
Okay. No, it's because I got all these tracks and SoundCloud can't hold me, I need the subscription. Okay, so here's the deal. We're going to call him next and we're going to find out what happened. Not with the career, but with the money.
Virgin Mornings. Where's my money?
Summer really helped her brother Joe out. Summer is owed $600 that she invested in her brother Joe's failed rap career. That's what happened. That's a real thing. Now, Summer, you are hoping for this money back because, and the reason is that you think it's a failed rap career is that he's recently become a realtor, so probably the dream's out the window at this point.
Yeah, I mean, yes. Look, I think he's still, like, grasping at straws. He talks about it every once in a while, but the truth is, he has a big boy job now. Mm-hmm. He can at least pay me in installments, you know? Like, I don't care what he does with his dream. I'm here to morally support him. I don't have the money right now to do anything else for him, so just give me the money back. Like, it's not very hard. It's $600, man. Come on,
buddy. And the market is red hot, and his commission check would definitely cover the $600 if he's selling a house. So
he brags sometimes about how good he does at work, and that's what, like, pisses me off the most.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's like, check out my new iWatch. That's the money.
I use it to accept offers.
Hang on, I got a text. He smacks his wrist.
Okay, let's get her money back, boys.
Now, quickly, like, I just want to say,
God,
this is. I know you're calling us because you want us to have the awkward conversation, but it can make things weird between you and your brother. Are you sure you want us to make this call?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's not, like, I have tried every which way, the nice way, the mean way, everything, and she's not getting it. So maybe he needs this, like, extra push.
The radio way,
the virgin way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hello, this is Joseph.
Oh, it's very official. Hello, Joseph. This is Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, I'm good. Wow, you know, I actually reached out to you guys in your station a few years ago, and I never heard back. What can I do for you?
What did you reach out to us about?
I had sent you guys a couple of my demos, and I just never heard back.
Oh, well, you know what, Joe?
We got them right here.
Unfortunately, no. Today, we're actually not calling you back because of the demos that you sent us or your music. We are actually hoping that you can pay back a bit of money that you owe.
Wait, what? What do you mean?
Your sister, Summer. She hooked you up with $600 to help fund your rap career.
Yeah, it's a little fronting.
We understand that the rap career thing didn't pan out, so she's just hoping that she can get her money back.
Hold on. My music career is just getting started. You know, you guys are sitting there right now with the chance to launch me by playing some of my music, and instead you're acting, you know, as debt collectors. That's so uncool.
Joe, it's over. Okay, they're not going to play your song, and I just want my money.
Summer?
Yeah, Summer's been listening.
And that's why we're all here today.
Yeah. Look, Summer, I don't know what's going on. I was supposed to give you that money when I made it. I was going to, you know, hand you a check the day that I signed with the label.
Mm-hmm, and I get that, but you haven't signed with a label, and now you have a big boy job, and we're way past that now, so I just want my money, okay? Simple.
Okay, if I could jump in here for a second, Joe, you've always wanted to be on the radio.
Yeah.
And you could argue that Summer did finally get you on the radio.
Adam.
See? I love you.
Yeah, look, fine. I mean...
So how about you pay the money back?
Just pay her back. Just pay her back.
So it sounds like your turn.
Look, guys, I mean, look, Summer, I'll get you the money.
Okay, listen. Joe, we've been tough on you this morning. But it's $600 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
And we know that Summer has asked you for this before. So here is what we will do to defuse the situation. We're going to take $600 out of our promo budget. We are going to pay your debt. Joe, you don't owe a thing. Summer, Joe, we just want to take this off the table for you guys so you can move forward as brother and sister and not business partners.
Man. Summer, I can't believe you did this. Look, I swear...
Yeah, really? Because you weren't listening to me other way. So, no, I can't believe you did this. It's been, like, years, and it's $600. Come on.
That's fine. I mean, look, but can you do me a favor? Can you just play a snippet? I mean, I'm telling you, my songs are fire. You're going to love them. I do a great job. I'm really dedicated to the craft. I think you guys would love it.
We would love to, but unfortunately, our music system is down.
Yeah, and we just haven't been able to play songs all morning.
No,
man,
it's been going on for at least 3 days now. So,
oh come on. Well, let's negotiate some other time. What do you say?
How about we circle back?
Yeah, we'll circle back to that.
We'll come back to this.
Okay, so a little bit of tension there, but I feel like they're going to be okay. What are the text messages saying, TJ?
A text from the 416. You know, if you didn't know that Summer and him were brother and sister, you could tell at the end. But man, was he not willing to budge.
No. He really felt like, why are you asking me now? I haven't made it yet.
Strong man, hey?
At Virgin Radio Toronto, you can watch this again. Leave a comment for us. Love to know what you think. Are they going to be okay? I think they're going to be okay, right?
I think Christmas is going to be awkward at that family dinner. Okay. Yeah.
Fair enough. At least you'll have money to buy gifts.
Hey.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
According to a new survey, the average person has 4 awkward or embarrassing situations a month because we misheard what someone said. The top 4 situations that 20% say they've asked for directions and not understood them and gone to the wrong place. Mm. 20% of us have called someone by the wrong name repeatedly.
Oh, damn.
Adam Wilde.
Yeah.
14% have screwed something up at work. And 5% have worn inappropriate clothes to an event because they misheard the dress code.
Well, they used to.
Not anymore, friend.
I wear pajamas everywhere now.
The survey also found that 2/3 of us have pretended we understood someone when we don't.
So 100%. It's
like, you know, when you say pardon twice and then you just go, oh yeah, that's crazy.
I catch your drift.
The upcoming 17th season of Grey's Anatomy could be its last. So season 16, which is the one before 17 and after 15, was forced to wrap early because of the pandemic, coming off 2 important episodes in the season's plot. Now, Ellen Pompeo is entering the last year of her contract. And they're saying that she could leave.
How long was her contract?
17 years.
Oh my God.
So if she leaves, you can't just call it Everyone's Anatomy. It's Grey's Anatomy. She's married with Grey.
Are McSteamy and McDreamy still on it?
No.
Then I'm done. I don't want they're so hot.
They would go for like 10 years.
No. Okay.
Yeah. And not that I know. Did you see what some of your favorite celebrities dressed up as for Halloween? There were some really great ones. Halsey was Corpse Bride. Tyga was Tiger King. Lil Nas X was Nicki Minaj, Cardi B was Medusa, and my personal favorite, The Weeknd, was The Nutty Professor.
He was amazing as that.
It looks so good.
Funny. He's so funny.
You can check it out on our Instagram at Virgin Radio Toronto. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I know everybody says you can't start talking about this stuff until after Remembrance Day. But the stores have been stocked with Christmas stuff. So I think we can talk about it. And the fact is, there are people with Christmas trees and decorations up already.
Yeah.
And we wanted to talk to you if that's you. Tan France from Queer Eye puts his Christmas decorations up on Halloween every year.
Love it.
10-year Halloween tradition. He said, Christmas tree goes up, back off, haters.
Wow. I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either. Listen, what did you say earlier? There was a study a couple weeks ago about Christmas decorations.
Putting up your Christmas decorations early makes you feel nostalgic and makes you feel joy. So it's actually really healthy for you, especially given the year, which is actually kind of funny because we get a text from the 905 saying, I'm definitely that person that has their Christmas tree up. It's an effed up year. We might as well enjoy the season a little longer. Ho, ho, ho.
It gives you some hope, and it gives you a glimmer of that things are going to be okay, even if you don't know they are. And also, if you just pretend that everything's not happening, that's okay. I listened to Boney M. yesterday.
Did you actually?
The Boney M. Christmas album, the Timeless Classic, even better than Mariah Carey, Come At Me. But it did make me, like, immediately feel, right, there's another world.
Yeah.
There used to be happiness, right?
Now, what do you lead with? Do you lead with Mary's Boy Child, or which one are you going with Boney M.?
Mary's Boy Child is usually the one. Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm just going to pull it up.
I did have Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas going yesterday when I was making breakfast.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I did it as a joke.
Yeah. Oh, God. Turn it up. Yeah.
Sorry. I just thought I'd throw this up. So you take this over Mariah Carey, All I Want for
100%.
Christmas.
100%.
Wow. Do you teach
it? I take
Mariah.
Feel?
Yeah?
The drums in Mariah? Oh, so worth it.
Yeah. The shiga doo goo goo.
Yeah.
Wait. There's steel drums coming here. Hang on.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Boney M., show them what's up.
By the way, you got to see this because the guy in Boney M. could not be wearing tighter white pants for Christmas.
The whole Boney M. lineup is incredible.
Yeah.
It's hard to hate this. Like, it's impossible to not have a smile on your face when you look at this.
So, you've got your decorations up.
Hell yeah.
What we want to know from you at 416-872-9999 and 999 if you want to text us is how many people in your family are
pro this year this early versus last year? Because I'm sure last year, if you were doing this, people were like, you're crazy. It's too early.
Yeah.
I feel like this year it's changing.
You need something now.
Yeah, right?
You need something.
Just give me something. You know what? Sometimes, give me something to do.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I need a task.
I've reorganized this closet 40 times. I need to do something else.
Yeah.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All those Christmas decorations are up early this year. For some people it's a Halloween tradition. Put the Halloween decorations away, put the Christmas ones up. Other people are like, no, I'm waiting till December 1st. Thank you very much. But there are studies that say, listen, this is good for you. Especially in a tough year like we've had. It's good to have that little bit of nostalgia factor.
Yeah.
Anything to make you happy at this point. You can't begrudge someone for being happy. Maybe last year you'd be like, okay, it's a little crazy.
Yeah, inappropriate.
But this year, I don't know.
Just take care of each other and mind your own business.
What
are
the texts saying, TJ?
Text from the 416. For my family Christmas, it's a huge event, and believe it or not, I have a couple of cousins who always put their Christmas decorations and tree up on November 1st. They've been doing it for years now. I always put mine up on the first Saturday of December. Another one, we always put my tree up on December 1st, which, again, kind of close.
Mm.
I dated a girl who wanted my tree up in September.
Oof.
It was a lot.
Did you put the tree up?
Yeah. I bet you did.
I did.
I bet you did.
Yeah, because what do I always tell you?
You like sex?
Yes.
Listen to women.
Also, conformity is the way of the world.
So you hold on. You had to put it up in
like mid September.
Are you guys still together?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
That is rough.
Yeah.
Okay. I bet you hated that too because you like order. And
yeah, it was chaos.
Yeah.
And I had to live in it.
No. I seem to recall you being excited about the idea.
I like Christmas decorations, but when it's still like 30 degrees outside, I'm like, I don't need
this. Yeah, I get you. We had a TJ and I worked for the same guy out in Calgary, and his girlfriend at one point made him keep their tree alive because she was sad that he was just going to throw it out after Christmas. And they kept watering it. The tree lasted for 6 months.
I don't hate that either. Like, if it can get me to May or June, like, it's I need something.
They're tough trees.
Yeah. Last one here from the 905. My husband doesn't help decorate, but my kids are all over it.
Cute.
He says it's too early. Listen, hater, it's never too early.
Hater husband.
You know what? If you want to get out of putting up decorations, which I actually enjoy,
that's
a great way to do it. The thing is, taking them down sucks. Right?
My mom has a system. She does it when she's hungover on New Year's Day.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a system she's been doing for
miserable
quite some
time. Anyway.
So.
Yeah.
I like that. Once.
I like that. All right, hit us up. 999-999 to text or 416-872-9999. Your decorations are up already.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario is looking to ease restrictions in hot spots. Doug Ford said he'd like to take a surgical approach to easing restrictions within each area. When asked if he would consider toughening restrictions in parts of Toronto that are seeing higher rates of the virus and easing them in areas that have fewer cases, he said that the idea is on the table, saying, I can't punish everyone and paint a broad brush. If there's just one pocket in the city or town that's infected, it's just not fair to everyone else.
Imagine.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate the fact that, because that's not an easy comment to make. There's a lot of people that do want to paint broad brush, and you can understand why.
Yeah.
But it's nice that you can't, a city this size, you can't.
No.
It's a lot of boroughs.
And they're being honest and as transparent as they can be right now, right?
100%.
So yeah, kudos to them.
YouTube guided meditation videos have absolutely skyrocketed during the pandemic. Since about mid-March, guided meditation videos on YouTube have gone up 40%. Which is wild. Other gigantic rises in videos include cooking videos and more specifically, the baking of sourdough bread.
No, the sourdough comes back again. Remember last, like March, April, I became sourdough. My friends gave me sourdough.
Did you do sourdough?
I didn't do it myself. My friend Emma was just making loaf after loaf and I ate it all.
I love sourdough. Apparently, focaccia is also a big one. People are down.
Focaccia.
Oh, isn't it great?
I want a rye bread, you know? It just blends well with my palate.
999-999, what's your favorite
just
type of bread?
Dry and mean.
Yeah, give me dry and mean bread. It's like my family.
Oh. Hope your family heard that comment.
Yeah, no, probably not. So what else is up?
I don't know, TJ. This is your segment.
Like,
did I make it weird again? Hey, yesterday began the saga of Movember.
Woo!
Movember, if you don't know, it's where you grow mustache in support of men's health initiatives. These are things like prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health, and suicide prevention. It's about men like getting themselves checked out, like, you know, physically and mentally, because there was a lot of taboo around these things for a long period of time. So it's raising money for that. I am growing a mustache this year.
You are.
I'm attempting to grow a mustache this year.
It's not going well.
No, it's not. I'm hoping by the end of the month, you'll actually might even be able to see it on our cameras.
Yeah. I'll be growing one with TJ.
Solidarity.
Me yeah. too.
A handlebar in solidarity.
Yeah. But it's a thought that counts. And I mean, this is something that you do every year and you work really hard at. So yeah.
It's something I'm very like, I hold very near to my heart.
Okay,
so
good.
If you got a couple extra dollars to spend, like I know times are tough and it's the middle of a pandemic and we got the holidays coming up and I totally understand. But like if you can even just, price of a cup of coffee, whatever you can do. I got my page up on my Instagram at OnAirTJ, and I would truly appreciate it very much.
Send him a real mustache. Do whatever you need to do.
If you want to shave your lip and send me a plastic baggie full of your hair, I will glue it to my face after it's sanitized and wear that. How about that?
That sounds great.
I really wish I could commit to that, but here we are.
From the 289, I love dry brown rye bread.
Yeah.
No butter, no nothing.
Yeah.
Just tough bread.
The only gristle.
The Virgin Fam's the best. Eh? Just text about bread with us. I love that.
Yeah, keep texting your favorite breads. 999-999.
No, we're out of here.
No.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.